Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Authorities in western Puerto Rico have begun evacuating people on buses as quickly as they can, while the National Weather Service is warning that Guadataca Dam is beginning to fail. VOA's Mia Bush on the situation with the dam.
Operators at the dam on Lake Guadataca in northwestern Puerto Rico reported the dam began to fail Friday afternoon and said it was causing flash floods downstream. Puerto Rico's government called the situation very dangerous.
Officials saying 50 to 70,000 people may need to be evacuated, and they do not know how much time residents will have to evacuate. Meantime, Puerto Rican Governor Ricardo Rosello said at least 13 people have died so far as the island deals with dangerous floodwaters following the destruction caused by Hurricane Maria, which was the strongest hurricane to hit Puerto Rico, a U.S. territory, in almost 90 years. Maria weakening now as it moves north toward the Bahamas over the weekend. The top U.S. Homeland Security official has suggested to President Trump new standards for visitors and immigrants applying to come to the United States. Temporary restrictions on travelers from six Muslim-majority countries are set to expire on Sunday. Mr. Trump recently used Twitter to call for what he called a far larger, tougher, and more specific travel ban. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has dismissed the notion of renegotiating a new agreement curbing Iran's nuclear weapons development, maintaining U.S. concerns about Iran on the scope of the deal. President Trump has threatened to declare Iran in violation of the 2015 agreement unless it broadens its punish Iran for pursuing ballistic missiles. This is VOA News.